Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a specific look at what students are digging into with The Juice. Okay, let's jump in. First up, a big international story. The title is Israel, Iran, appear to halt attacks after Trump announces ceasefire, but will peace last?
Sounds tense already.
It is. So the article talks about the ceasefire, brokered with help from Qatar. There was this brief calm, which sounded hopeful.
Yeah.
But then, well, both sides accused the other of breaking it with air attacks pretty quickly. Israel mentioned casualties from a missile strike they blamed on Iran. Iran denied it.
It's a very shaky situation.
Very. By Tuesday evening, things seemed quiet again, like a really precarious peace. Israel was even planning to reopen schools, sort of a sign of trying for normalcy.
Right. It really highlights the fragility, doesn't it? For discussion, you could maybe ask kids, what are some ways people can try to make peace when countries disagree so strongly?
Yeah, that's a good angle.
Or even think about the role of people trying to help, like mediators. How can outsiders help calm things down? It gets them thinking about conflict resolution on a bigger scale.
Good point. Okay, let's switch gears completely from global conflict to something really positive in a community.
Okay.
This one's called Kids Design Their Own Playground. Community comes together to build it.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's about the kids at the Boys and Girls Club in Meriden, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. They actually got to design their dream playground.
Seriously, that's fantastic.
Isn't it? And the community rallied to make it happen. The club's director, LaRue Graham, saw the need for a safe, welcoming space.
Mm-hmm.
So local businesses, residents, they raised $60,000, volunteered their labor. Just a huge effort.
Wow, that's real community action.
Totally. And the final playground has lots of the kids' ideas, including apparently a very popular Gaga pit.
Gaga ball. Kids love that. So for a discussion point here, maybe ask kids, what makes a place feel fun and welcoming to you?
Oh, nice. Get their perspective.
Yeah, or talk about teamwork. How does it help when lots of different people work together on something good for everyone? It shows the power of collaboration.
Absolutely. Great takeaways there. Okay, next up, an article that probably resonates with a lot of us adults.
Uh-oh. What is it?
It's titled, Many U.S. Workers Battling an Infinite Workday, Study Concludes.
The infinite workday. Yeah, I think I know this feeling.
Right. So this Microsoft study looked at usage data and found this trend, largely driven by constant digital pings, emails, chats, meetings.
Non-stop.
Pretty much. Meetings booked late, like between 8 p.m. and midnight, are up 16% since just 2024, especially for remote teams.
Wow, that late.
Yeah. And get this, the average worker gets interrupted about every 2 minutes during their shift.
Yeah.
And nearly a third check work messages after 10 p.m.
That sounds exhausting and counterproductive.
Exactly. The study says it creates this chaotic environment where it's hard to actually focus on, you know, meaningful work.
So for kids, maybe you could ask them something like, how do you feel when you're trying to focus on homework or even a game and you keep getting interrupted by messages or notifications?
That's a great way to make it relatable.
Yeah, it helps them understand that feeling of fractured attention. You could broaden it out too. Talk about how technology affects our day and, well, the idea of balance.
Finding that balance. Crucial stuff. Okay, let's shift from work life to the cosmos.
Ooh, space. Always cool.
This one's definitely cool. New digital telescope, largest in history, offers snapshots of universe.
The largest in history. Okay, tell me more.
So this new telescope is at the Vera C. Rubin Observatory in Chile. It's got this camera, 3,200 megapixels, just massive resolution.
3,200. That's incredible.
Right. And its job for the next 10 years is basically to take pictures of the night sky over and over.
Why? What are they looking for?
They want to measure exactly how fast the universe is expanding and how far things are. It's already found millions of new galaxies, thousands of asteroids.
Wow, just scratching the surface.
They're calling it the largest astronomical movie of all time.
That's quite a description. So for discussion, you could tap into that sense of wonder. Ask kids, what do you imagine it would be like to explore something as huge and mysterious as space?
Yeah, spark their imagination.
We're talking about how science helps us learn. How do tools like telescopes let us understand things that are so incredibly far away? It connects to scientific discovery.
Love it. Okay, The Juice also includes something inspirational each day. Today, it's the quote of the day, Jim Henson.
Ah, Jim Henson. the Muppets.
Exactly. The quote is, I try hard not to judge anyone, and I try to bless everyone who is a part of my life, particularly anyone with whom I am having any problems.
That's a profound thought.
It really is. The article reminds us he created the Muppets, worked on Sesame Street, directed films like Labyrinth. Just this incredibly creative and seemingly empathetic person.
Yeah, that quote suggests a really deep kindness. For a discussion, maybe explore what that actually means day to day. What does it look like to try not to judge someone?
Good question. It's harder than it sounds.
For sure. And what about blessing someone, especially if you're having trouble with them? It could lead to talking about empathy, trying to understand others even when you disagree.
Or even just wishing them well, despite the conflict.
Exactly. It prompts thinking about how we handle relationships and difficulties. And maybe connects to Henson's legacy. His work often had a lot of heart.
It really did. Okay, finally, we have a health and safety reminder. Important as the weather warms up.
Let's hear it.
U.S. sees uptick in encounters with blood-sucking parasite.
Okay, that sounds ominous. Ticks.
You got it. Tick bites, sending people to the ER, are apparently at their highest level since 2019, according to the CDC.
Yikes, because it's getting warmer.
That seems to be the main driver. More ticks surviving, multiplying. So the risk of running into them in grassy or wooded areas is higher.
And the diseases they carry, like Lyme.
Right. Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The risk increases the longer a tick is attached. So the advice is standard but crucial. Avoid tall grass if you can. Use repellent with DET.
Check yourself, your kids, your pets after being outdoors.
Exactly. And if you find one, remove it carefully with tweezers. And watch for symptoms like redness or fever afterwards.
Makes sense. So for talking with kids, it's pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Just reinforcing safety habits. How do we stay safe when we play outside? What simple things can we do, like checking for ticks or wearing bug spray?
Practical. Makes them aware without being overly alarming, hopefully. Just part of being safe outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Good life skill.
Well, that covers the main articles in today's Juice.
Thanks for tuning in.
We appreciate you joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.